Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Thursday, August 17th, 2023. Happenings. What's up with Midland? By Morgan Taylor Thomas. At the Blue Door, live music with Jojo DeSalvo, Friday. Mahjong 101-102, August 23rd. At the Cookie Encounter, beginner cookie decorating class, Thursday. At the Destination, open mic night, Thursday. Friday Night Live, to be determined, Friday. The Chad Cook Band, Saturday. At Earth, Body, and Soul, walk-in tarot reading every Tuesday. Walk-in Reiki energy clearing every Wednesday. Chakra balancing, Friday. Vendor, Saturday, Saturday. Automatic writing with your guides, August 24th. At the Horseshoe, Midland County Fair, August 24th through 27th. At the Museum of the Southwest, downtown Midland Farmers Market every Saturday. Sci Friday, MST3K, the movie, August 25th. At the Tailgate, Pat Green, Friday. At Tall City Brewing Company, Geeks Who Drink Trivia, every Tuesday. Tall City Beer Run, every Thursday. At the Venue at Live Oak, Tejas Brothers, August 24th. The State Line Band with Chris DeAnda, August 31st. At Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center, Alice Cooper, Saturday. John Waite with John Ford Coley, August 24th. Cat Timpf, August 26th. Three Things to Do in Midland This Weekend, August 18th and 19th, by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Hang with Pat Green. Head over to the Tailgate to catch American country star Pat Green in action. With a collection of 7 studio albums and 28 years in the biz, Green created a name for himself during the late 90s rise of boot-scootin' tunes. Since then, he's kept a strong fan base throughout the country and an even stronger one here in West Texas. Tickets can be bought at thetailgatemidland.com. General admission starts at $30 and will rise the day of. Tables and couch sectionals are also available, starting at $800 for 8 people. No re-entry, no lawn chairs permitted, rain or shine, and food trucks on site. Friday, doors open at 6 p.m., 4401 North Big Spring. Channel Darkness with Alice Cooper. Known as the godfather of shock rock, Alice Cooper leaves a dark mark on every stage he takes over. With pyrotechnics, electric chairs, fake blood, baby dolls, guillotines, and reptiles making strong appearances in most of his live performances, Cooper showcases his more than 5 decades-long career in full throttle. Tickets can be purchased at wagnerknoll.com. Saturday, doors open at 8 p.m. 1310 North FM 1788. Karaoke Till You Drop. The Midland Beer Garden is open with back-to-back nights of MO Karaoke. For 21 and up patrons only, guests can join the MO crew of the Permian Basin in singing classic grunge hits such as Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance, Misery Business by Paramore, The Middle by Jimmy Eat World, and many more. No cover charge. Friday and Saturday, doors open at 5 p.m., karaoke at 8 p.m. 7112 West Highway 80. Sip House, beginning morning coffee and brunch service by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Midland's swankiest downtown lounge will hold a two-week pop-up offering coffee, tea, and fresh baked goods. Sip House, owned and operated by Lee Sanchez, will begin the 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. menu August 29th, Monday through Friday. Menu items include lattes, espresso, fresh baked cookies, avocado toast, croissants, and other quick but delicious brunchy items. Doing coffee has been our plan since day one, but we just kept putting it off over and over. More recently, we've had a lot of demand from customers asking us to do coffee, Sanchez said. We finally decided to go ahead and do it, and what better time to begin than pumpkin spice season. With the closure of FC Coffee August 4th, Sanchez and the rest of the Sip House team wanted to offer a sit-down brunch for the downtown community that focused on good food, relaxed vibes, and quick service. Sip House will offer free Wi-Fi and brighter lighting compared to their cocktail hours, ultimately turning the basement space into a true coffee shop experience. We've had a lot of fun with cocktails, and that will always be our main thing, but we really just want to dive into coffee and see how we do. We have some really good baristas who really know their stuff, so we're really excited to see what they can do, Sanchez stated. If the coffee pop-up does well and the demand from Midlanders turns into business, Sanchez said Sip House would be willing to make the morning hours permanent. Sip House is located at 303 West Wall in the basement of the Bank of America building.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the oil report of the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Saturday, August 12th. Transportation rates rise as crude pipelines fill up. The story was written by Mella McEwen. As Permian Basin oil producers ramp up their output to record levels, the companies tasked with transporting that crude are adjusting their rates. In its report, From Boom to Change, the Shifting Permian Crude Rates, East Daily Analytics writes that the average transportation rate to take a barrel of crude from the Permian to Corpus Christi is changing, and it's not getting any cheaper. Since the second quarter of 2021, East Daily reports the weighted average rate to move a barrel along this shipping corridor has gone from $1.36 a barrel to $1.55 a barrel based on FERC Form 6 data and East Daily's asset-level pipeline models. East Daily cites several factors in predicting the rate to likely climb even higher: higher pipeline utilization from rising Permian production, annual tariff rate indexing, a greater portion of uncommitted shipments, and the phasing out of cheap incentive rates. Quote, the pipelines transporting Permian crude to Corpus Christi, Gray Oak, Cactus One and Cactus Two, and EPIC are at capacity, running at an approximate 95% utilization rate, Christy Olasek, Director Energy Analytics at East Daily, told the reporter Telegram by email. Continuing the quote, due to this, Plains' incentive rate to incentivize more barrels on their Permian to Corpus pipeline has been removed, end quote. Additionally, she continued, quote, we are seeing more Permian barrels heading to the Houston Ship Channel export docks. Those pipeline utilization rates have been climbing in the last 6 months, from 69% utilization to approximately 74% in July, end quote. Thus, she concluded, incentive packages are being removed and any remaining barrels shipped on the pipelines will be at the higher walk-up or uncommitted rate. Incentive rates were initially a tool leveraged by midstream operators to attract marginal barrels to their system when excess capacity was plentiful and was never meant to be permanent, according to East Daily's report. It was widely used across the basin, with many of the egress lines in the Permian offering some form of an incentive for shippers, ranging from 40 cents a barrel to $1 a barrel. Now, East Daily noted, there is less need for incentives as available capacity dwindles. Quote, this became evident for Cactus II pipeline operator Plains All American, as a recent FERC tariff filing canceled Cactus II's incentive program effective July 1, 2023, East Daily wrote in the report. Before its cancellation, Cactus II's incentive program was one of the cheapest in the basin, offering its A-level anchor shipper, Trafigura, a 50-cent-a-barrel rate on barrels above a certain volume threshold. East Daily had anticipated these tariffs would be phased out eventually, but July's filing was ahead of our expectations, end quote. Under the current tariff, committed and uncommitted shippers will be limited to the pipeline's normal rate schedule, making it more expensive for them, but providing a boost to Cactus II's cash flows while pushing the pipeline's average rate back in line with its closest competitors, Epic Crude and Gray Oak. According to East Daily's latest forecast models, the updated tariff schedule will result in incremental EBITDA of $49 million for 2023, benefiting Plains, 70% owner and operator, and Enbridge, 30%. Produced Water Society to hold annual Permian Summit. The story was written by Mella McEwen, oil editor. Representatives from industry, academia, government, and landowners will be streaming into the Horseshoe for the Produced Water Society Permian Summit on August 15th and 16th. Quote, I am excited to be back to the Permian for our 8th annual Permian Conference, Steve Coffey, president of the Society, told the Reporter Telegram by email. Quote, produced water is becoming an increasing challenge for everyone, and this is the perfect place to learn, share, and build your network, end quote. On the agenda for the conference are 5 panel discussions and 5 technical sessions. Panel discussions will cover topics from produced water treatment best practices to energy expansion, data intelligence, beneficial reuse, and landowner issues. Technical sessions will cover issues from innovative technology to produced water management, from academia and research findings to decarbonization, and from power and energy to developing a regulatory framework and operator data gathering. While a keynote speaker to open the first day of the conference has not been announced, Tracy Bentley, Chief Executive Officer of Permian Strategic Partnership, will open the second and final day of the conference. Jonna Smoot, who orchestrated the Permian Basin Water and Energy Conference for its first 3 years, commented by email, quote, having orchestrated the PBWIEC Water Conference for its years 1 through 3, I've seen a water conference agenda or two, and I'm pleased to say that this 8th Annual Produced Water Society Conference is poised to be their best yet. from the day two opening keynote of Tracy Bentley on the Permian Strategic Partnership taking center stage, to the varied and many industry leaders, this two-day conference is a don't-miss event for those in the water world. Coffey wrote, quote, "With all the talk about energy transition, I don't use those words anymore. Instead, I say energy expansion. It is vital for everyone to get involved, speak up, and have their voice heard. Produced water is key to almost all of the other energy growth areas, so we should not be afraid to talk about how we can do better." End quote. He concluded, quote, "Produced water is not a cost or a problem to be dealt with. It is a valuable resource we need to learn to manage and use." End quote. The 34-year-old Texas-based nonprofit is a collection of industry professionals with a common mission of improving the management and disposition of produced water through the facilitation and exchange of technical knowledge. Donos Ventures seeks acquisition opportunities. The story was written by Mela McEwen, oil editor. Danos may have sold its Permian roustabout services to Zealous Energy in May, but that doesn't mean the company is finished with the region. Quote, "We still have a substantial part of our business in the Permian Basin," pointed out Eric Danos, chief executive officer of Danos Ventures, the family-owned investment firm, noting that the roustabout services was only a small part of the company's Permian Basin operations. Speaking with the reporter Telegram by telephone to discuss the investment firm's search for acquisition opportunities in the energy sector, Danos said the company intends to focus on a few key markets, and the Permian Basin is certainly one. Quote, "We think there are tremendous opportunities in the Permian Basin for decades," he said. Danos explained the sale of the roustabout services was a modification of its portfolio and that the new owner can be a better steward of the services. It also freed up resources that Danos Ventures will invest in future opportunities. Already, the company has acquired Woods Offshore Labor Supply Gulf of Mexico operations, expanding the company's Gulf of Mexico footprint. He said he hopes to complete at least one more acquisition by the end of the year. The company is looking at opportunities that fit the company's culture, which he described as people-focused and in line with its core competencies. Quote, "It's an interesting time in the service niche," he observed. Danos's customers and peer companies are spending time on the energy transition while he feels good about opportunities in traditional upstream services. That being said, he said Danos is looking at opportunities in the emissions reduction space. He said the company is already in talks with a company with a presence in Houston and the Permian Basin with emissions reduction technology. Quote, "What's interesting is the recognition that facilities already in place and new facilities need to police their emissions better," he said. "These opportunities let our facilities operate better," end quote. There are a lot of fascinating things happening in emissions reductions, some through the force of regulations, and others because companies believe it's the right thing to do, Danos said. He also sees opportunities in carbon capture, both in Louisiana, where the company is based, and in Texas. He cited a major client active in direct air capture and sequestration. Hydrogen is another opportunity, but Danos sees that further in the future. As the company seeks opportunities, he sees the company's 75-year track record as an advantage, as is its ability to leverage the balance sheet of its parent company to make deals attractive. Quote, "One of the advantages we have is with our existing infrastructure. We can leverage that," he said. Our strategy is to find opportunities that fit our organization and that will be here generations from now, end quote. WaterBridge, Devon, form Delaware Basin Water Partnership. The story was written by Mella McEwen, oil editor. A new water midstream company has been created through a strategic partnership between WaterBridge NDB and WPX Energy Permian, a subsidiary of Devon Energy Corporation. WaterBridge, a portfolio company of Five Point Energy and WPX, have formed NDB Midstream. The new partnership will be the largest private water infrastructure system in the prolific state line region of the Delaware Basin in Loving County and Lee and Eddy counties in New Mexico. In connection with the transaction, Devon and NDB Midstream entered into a long-term agreement pursuant to which Devon has committed all of its produced water within a large area of mutual interest, including an initial dedication of 52,000 acres, and contributed to NDB Midstream 18 SWDs with 375,000 BPD of permitted capacity and 210 miles of produced water pipelines for gathering, transportation, disposal, and reuse. As part of the transaction, Devon received a 30% equity interest in NDB Midstream, as well as a commitment by Five Point to fund a portion of the initial build of the system expansion. Devon representatives referred the reported telegram to its statement in the release announcing the partnership. Quote, "We are excited about this partnership, which will provide Devon with a significant increase in permitted water handling capacity, delivering both reliable flow assurance and access to abundant resources and infrastructure to support Devon's future drilling plans and the company's produced water reuse and recycling operations," said Greg Horn, Vice President, Marketing and Midstream of Devon and board member of NDB Midstream. David Capobianco, Chief Executive Officer of Five Point Energy and Chairman of WaterBridge NDB, commented in the release announcing the partnership, quote, "Our joint venture with Devon is one of the largest in the water sector to date and is transformative for WaterBridge as it significantly expands our industry-leading platform scale, commercial reach, and strategic value," end quote. He added, quote, "Since WaterBridge's founding in 2016, we have been pioneers in midstream water management, progressively addressing the produced water needs of our blue-chip clients and reducing reliance on freshwater sources for drilling and completion activities. The future of WaterBridge could not be brighter as we work to bring incredibly innovative solutions to market in the near future, including desalination hubs," end quote. As part of the transaction, NDB Midstream is developing a large-scale water transportation, handling, and recycling system in the state line region, primarily located on land owned by Five Point's land management platform, DBR Land LLC. Kimball announces $455 million acquisition. The story was written by Mella McEwen, oil editor. Kimball Royalty Partners has announced the largest transaction in its history, agreeing to a $455 million cash transaction with a private seller for oil and gas mineral and royalty interests in the Permian Basin and Mid-Continent. Permian acreage dominates the transaction, representing 64% of reserve value, with the remaining 36% in the Mid-Continent. In the Permian, 49% of the seller's high-interest drilling locations are in the Delaware Basin and 10% in the Midland Basin, with the remaining 49% in the Mid-Continent. The interests cover more than 4,000 gross producing wells on over 1 million gross acres. In addition to the net wells, the portfolio is expected to add net upside drilling locations, increasing Kimbell's major undrilled inventory by approximately 25%. The Permian acreage covers 13,477 net royalty acres, including premier northern Delaware Basin acreage concentrated in Loving County. Largely undeveloped Delaware Basin assets, 57% undeveloped, feature 497 identified remaining inventory locations. The core Midland Basin acreage includes 920 remaining inventory locations, with more than 40% of net royalty acres in Martin and Midland counties. Currently, there are 11 rigs actively drilling on the seller's Permian acreage as of the end of June, offering exposure to experienced operators, including EOG Resources, Occidental Petroleum, ConocoPhillips in the Delaware, and Pioneer Natural Resources, Endeavor Energy Resources, and SM Energy in the Midland Basin. Fort Worth-based Kimbell Royalty Partners owns oil and gas mineral and royalty interest in approximately 16 million gross acres in 28 states. Bob Ravnaas, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, stated on the company's earnings call recently, quote, "Moving forward, we will continue to drive growth both through organic development and our disciplined acquisition strategy that is both a consistent and proven method at Kimbell. We also expect to continue benefiting from our diverse portfolio with quality production, low PDP, proved developed producing decline rates, and upside drilling locations." As a major consolidator in the highly fragmented U.S. oil and natural gas royalty sector, we remain bullish about the long-term consolidation in this space and our role in it. We believe the future opportunities for Kimbell are very bright and extend for many years. End quote. The assets being acquired are expected to increase daily production by more than 26%, with Kimbell forecasting the new assets will produce approximately 5,049 barrels of oil equivalent per day for the full year 2024.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.